parts of the Kenai Peninsula are experiencing flooding rivers and waterways as seasonal snow and glacier melt combine with a couple days of consistent rainfall. Residents in one area near Seward are being asked to prepare for evacuation. Some have already left. An incident command held a meeting this afternoon. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Rising water from the Resurrection River out of Box Canyon near Seward is endangering roads and bridges. A flood warning has been issued for urban areas and small streams in western Prince William Sound. The National Weather Service expects the stream levels to rise slowly, but already Exit Glacier Road near Seward had water flowing over it and needed to be closed. Alaska Parks has shut down the Exit Glacier area of Kenai Fjords National Park. Sue Wilcox is special assistant to Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Dave Carey and acting spokeswoman for the Borough Emergency Management Department. She was at the incident command meeting and says there are conjoined Seward City roads and borough roads.
Some of the roads and the bridges are in danger of the rise of the water, and some of them are being eaten away on the outside, and levees are being compromised. And so we need to work together, and we're forming a plan together to address all the different aspects of this event.
Wilcox says if they get a failed levee back in place and they can keep Exit Glacier Road from deteriorating further, a door-to-door notification of residents in Old Exit Glacier Subdivision advised them to consider voluntary evacuation.
The Bear Creek Fire Department has gone door-to-door and has notified every resident that a voluntary evacuation was in place. Most of the people have elected to leave, but troopers and Bear Creek are monitoring the situation and they're handling all of that for us.
The Seward City Clerk, Gene Lewis, says things might sound more dramatic than they are. Inside the city, the scene has been normal, but outside the city, Lowell Point Road has been closed near the waterfall bridge because of damage from heavy rain. Lewis says people there are adjusting.
And the waterfall's coming down at a pretty good clip, so they've closed the road there. And we're ferrying people. I think Miller's Landing is, and some other people are taking people, you know, if they're stranded out at Lowell Point or need to get into town to work and whatnot, taking them back and forth on the water taxi.
The Department of Transportation issued an advisory to avoid the Seward Highway near Seward. Flooding was reported between mileposts 0 and 7, but Lewis says the levels there have already diminished slightly.
It floods right there about mile 3. And it is up onto right coming across the bike path in a spot or two. But I was kind of pleased to see that it wasn't higher than that. So right now it's looking fine from here to mile 7.
At the same time, Lewis says weather can change quickly. Wilcox says the incident command has been reviewing the forecast and also says there is a bit of a lull right now. The priority is rebuilding the levee. For the central Kenai Peninsula, a flood advisory is in effect because of rainfall, but also because of a glacial dam outburst. Skelak Lake appears to be releasing water, making for high levels on the Kenai River. People near the lake in the Kenai Keys and in Soldotna in the Big Eddy area are asked to take action and protect life and property. Heavy rains have also caused a rock slide at the mouth of a small rail tunnel north of Seward. The Alaska Railroad Corporation is providing motor coach transportation between Anchorage and Seward through Friday. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.